Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Justin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and we don't know Justin. You probably don't know Justin either, and we're about to meet Justin, which is very exciting for everybody. Yeah. Because Justin isn't getting a call back from a woman named Kylie that he took on a date. She's met Justin before and isn't calling him back.
Oh.
So let's meet Justin and see if we would call him back. What's up, Justin? How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. How are you guys?
Based on this exchange right here, I think I would not call you back either, Justin.
You doing okay?
Well, I don't know, guys. If I'm being honest, I'm a little bummed, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, sorry. You know, we kind of joke around and stuff, but it sounds like this is a serious deal for you. You obviously really like the woman that you went out with. Her name's Kylie, right?
Yeah. She's really great.
How long has it been since you talked to her? Since your date, actually. How long has it been since your date?
I think about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's quite a while.
Okay. And how many times have you reached out to her in that time?
At least 5 times.
Hmm. Okay.
And you've gotten nothing back at all?
Yeah, nothing. I don't understand. Like, I think we had like a really great date. Like, I don't see what her problem is.
Yeah.
All right. So you said you met on Tinder. What did you guys do for your actual date?
Okay, so first I took her to this like champagne lounge, like a really fancy place. Ooh. Tried a bunch of different champagnes, you know, just tasting. Then went to an art exhibit.
That would be actually a fun date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would actually be a cool date to go like to an art exhibit or something like that. If it's cool stuff, if it's really crappy art exhibit, it'd be boring. But
yeah, if you think that going to an art exhibit is boring, then you're probably pretty young, because
you're young.
It took me a while to be like, yeah, that'd be fun, actually. I never thought I would actually have fun going to an art exhibit, but I would.
Yeah.
Then after that, we went to like this cool arcade, like an adult arcade. Like Dave & Buster's, but kind of fancier.
Okay. Well, maybe she's not calling you back because she's exhausted.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
How did you feel her vibe was like during the date? Does she seem pretty into you?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, I can't always tell, but, you know, she was engaging. We were, like, talking, asking each other questions. She just seemed to have a positive demeanor.
Was there any reason that you think she's not calling you back?
Well, one theory I have is that, so to get into the arcade that we went to, there's, like, this big stairway, kind of a long stairway. Halfway through, I kind of tripped, like, I fell a little bit, like kind of skinned my knee a little, and it was just like really embarrassing. It was, I just felt like really dumb. I don't think it would be anything else. I don't think I was like rude or like being dumb during the date. So, I mean, I think that's about it. I think that's all it could be.
Well, how did it end? Did you trip down the stairs together?
No.
You both trip at the same time? Tripped holding hands? Tripped because you guys were hugging on the stairs, or she was walking down and you got behind her to do that weird, awkward, like couples walk behind one person walks in front, one person walks behind, and you're like cuddling while you're walking thing, and then you trip down the stairs, both of you together?
I don't get that. Was that an attempt at humor? Was that...
Yeah, well, I was trying to like make a, like a romantic comedy reference thing. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Well, it's all good.
Oh, no, I'm sure it'll probably go great next time. Yeah.
Maybe.
With someone who's has a personality.
Someone who's funny.
Shots fired.
I guess what I was trying to ask you was, did you guys kiss? We can just make it simple with that.
No, we didn't. Okay. We hugged at the end, and I just sent her to her door, and that was it. Yeah, I feel like kind of classier that way.
Oh, okay. All right. So no kiss. And then you've heard nothing since at all?
Nothing.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, okay?
That'd be great.
All right. I'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. Just listening. Justin is on the phone, and Justin wants us to call a woman named Kylie. They went out on a pretty elaborate date. They went to a champagne tasting, and then to an art exhibit, and then to one of those nice, like, arcade lounge type places where they probably have bowling and all kinds of anything. Right. Anyway, he said that they had a great time. The only awkward moment was that he tripped when he was going up the stairs, and he thinks that might have turned her off. And she hasn't talked to him. It's been 2.5 weeks, and we're going to get her on the phone and try to figure out why. That was almost more concise than I've ever been at that.
So good.
All right, Justin, you ready to call her?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to call her right now and see if we can figure it out for you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Kylie, please?
This is she.
Kylie, how are you? This is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
This is Alex Fresh from The Jubal Show.
This is English Evan from The Jubal Show.
And this is a show called The Jubal Show.
Yo.
Wow. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Why are you guys calling me? This is exciting, but what's up?
Well, we're calling you because, I guess you listen to the show sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
good.
Thank
you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate.
Of course, you guys are hilarious.
Well, we're calling you today because somebody emailed us about you. It's for it's for a first date follow-up. Do you hear those on the show?
I do hear those. I'm really nervous.
Yeah, you should be.
You went out on a date with someone, and now you've ghosted them. So they emailed us to try to get you on the phone and find out what happened. Want to take a guess at who it is?
Justin?
Yes.
Well, that is correct.
You are correct. Justin is the guy who emailed us about you. He told us that he took you to a champagne tasting or tour or whatever you call that. And then he took you to an art exhibit. And then he took you to a cool like gaming bar. And after that, you never talked to him again. So now he's wondering why.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really good time, and he was super sweet, and we had a good time. I feel like so bad. So it was like a couple of things. It was like the champagne lounge I loved, and I loved the art gallery. That was super cool. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time. We had some good talk about like the art that was there and stuff. I just like, there was definitely a couple jokes that I cracked that he like didn't laugh at. So that was like the first where I was
okay.
So he doesn't get your humor.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he gets anyone's humor or any humor at all.
We talked to him and I found him to be incredibly
hilarious
and jovial. actually I cracked a few jokes at him. He seemed like a serious dude. Yeah.
Not the most receptive.
Totally, super serious, and I did not expect that. And we were like at the art gallery, and I was like making a couple jokes about some of the stuff, and he just didn't get it at all. But so that was part of it. And then we also like everything was great, and it was great. We went to the arcade, and I'm just like not an arcade person. I'm not like a kid anymore. I just don't want to feel that way at all. I just don't like that stuff. Mm-hmm. I just don't care for it. Like I want like a man, like someone who's going to pay my bills, not like, I don't know, like a high school sweetheart or whatever. And I felt like that's like where that was. And I was like,
Was the arcade for actual kids? Like were there kids around you?
No, I mean, it was an adult one, but it was just still an arcade, and everyone was, like, fratty and drunk and, like...
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a terrible time,
actually.
That
does not sound... Yeah, it doesn't sound that fun.
That sounds like my type of fun, but...
What about the other stuff you did, though? That seems your speed, if you don't want to go to arcade.
I mean, the other stuff was great. I just, like... It felt like... It was, the joking part was just too much for me. Like, he fell up the stairs, and he... Yeah. I made a joke about it because, like, it's funny when someone falls up the stairs. It's
hilarious.
And so I, like, laughed and made kind of a joke about it, and he was, like, dead serious. And, like, and then I felt bad, and I was like, oh, is this going to be every time we hang out, I'm just going to feel bad for making jokes because it's, like, feels like I'm, like, laughing at you.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling us. Appreciate it. We'll, of course, remind you, since you've heard the show before, that he's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh my God. Yep. I forgot about that.
Still there, Justin?
Yeah. So a couple things. First of all, yeah, yes, you made some jokes at the art exhibit. One thing I left out is that we went to a black art exhibit. All right. It was a art exhibit about a black person who from Chicago. So it was like, you know, a whole lot of like, you know, black art about his heritage, okay. You know, where he comes from.
Okay.
This girl made a whole. So basically she made a bunch of like black jokes.
What?
And that's why I didn't laugh.
Why are you trying to get another day with her?
I didn't think much of it. I was like, it was just a couple jokes. You know, everyone's made a couple, like, you know, off-color jokes, but they just seemed in very poor taste and just not my type of humor. It just seemed like really, really inappropriate.
Why did you take me to an arcade then if you're such a serious person?
Well, I mean, I guess I have a serious side, and I guess I also have, like, you know, sort of a fun-loving, you know, do silly stuff every once in a while side.
So the lounge and champagne and the art exhibit was like the serious side of you, and the arcade is the fun and loving side of you?
I mean, yeah, you know, I like to let loose a little bit every once in a while. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Okay, so what would you consider cutting loose then at the arcade?
Well, I don't know. We were having the fun, having a couple of drinks. I won the bear for you, like at the claw. Like, I mean, it took 3 tries. I mean, was that not good?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a fun side of you. I just...
Super fun.
I don't know.
Oh, go ahead and bail you out. Would you like to go on another date with Justin? We'll pay for it.
No, I'm not really interested.
He has a fun side.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't match my fun side.
Okay, well, I got to tell you guys, I don't think my fun side or my serious side or my esoteric side or any side of me is interested in dating this girl. I have this policy where I don't date mean so.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I'll definitely be brokenhearted and have some bad dreams tonight, but hopefully I'll get over it.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Go step on a Lego.
Step on a Lego. The Jubal Show on demand.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.